This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Dirty little secret time on The Wake Up Call. And we are talking to Kathy. It's not her real name and this isn't her real voice, but she's got a real secret. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
All right, let's get right down to this. What is your dirty little secret?
I recently came into some money. Not a ton, but my grandma left me an inheritance, a piece of it anyway.
Okay.
And she unofficially wanted me to use the money to finish grad school. But that's not what I did with it.
Okay, that is not what you did with the inheritance money. Okay, so she wanted you to finish grad school, and you said, nope, nope, not doing that.
Nope, I'm going to Tahiti.
You went to Tahiti?
You didn't even, use it to put down on a house or something?
No, I went on this super luxurious trip to Tahiti. It was basically my White Lotus trip. I really spared no expense. It was insane.
Okay, so instead, you took your inheritance from your grandmother, which had a condition, not an official condition, right? Was it just a suggestion or what?
Yeah.
It was her wishes, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that the money were to be used for you to finish grad school, and instead you took yourself on a quote-unquote White Lotus Tahiti trip.
Okay, now let me ask you something. Is going back to school something you have wanted to do?
It's something that I wanted in the past. But I don't really think it's aligned with me anymore.
I have very strong opinions about when people inherit money, and because that was never your money.
Right.
You are not owed that money.
Mm-hmm.
You don't deserve that money.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get it, it is a blessing rained down upon you from the heavens.
Absolutely.
Okay?
And should be taxed.
Calm down. So when people get an inheritance and then don't use it the way that the person that gave it to them wants you to, I find that to be such a slap in the face. And I have had family members that have said to me, who did receive money, well, they're gone, so it doesn't matter anymore.
Okay, oof.
That hits me in my heart. However, I think forcing somebody to go to school isn't necessarily fair.
What does your family think about this, Kathy?
My family doesn't know at all.
Oh,
that you have the money or that you spent the money?
That I spent the money on the trip.
Okay, and that's the dirty little secret there. Okay, so how long was this trip?
It was a little over 2 weeks.
2 weeks in Tahiti. Wow, who did you
go
with?
By yourself?
Yeah, who did you go with?
By myself.
You did go by yourself?
Yes.
Wow. I mean, how much does something like that even cost?
I don't want to say, but there were 5 digits in the cost.
There were 5 digits for mm-hmm. one person for 2 weeks in Tahiti living their White Lotus life.
I'm going to be honest. I hope your grandmother haunts you. I don't think it was fair to force you to go back to school, even though she probably thought that's still what you wanted. But to not spend it in more of a responsible way, I hope she...
Well, I did have a purpose for going. I wanted to meet someone on this trip, potentially a rich husband.
What?
That's not what happened.
So it was like a scouting mission?
A little bit.
Why would you think that that was going to happen? What? You watched too much TV.
I really thought it was a sign because my grandmother met her rich husband on a similar trip.
Okay.
Well, did you?
I did not.
Oh, okay. That's so funny. Oh, man. Well, so what, I mean, were you bored for 2 weeks?
No, I was having the time of my life.
Where do your parents think you were?
I don't live in the same city as my family.
Oh, okay.
But and also, so you can say, I mean, I could
not see your parents
not
for 2 weeks.
Not see my parents for, as long as I responded to texts and stuff, they probably wouldn't notice.
That's true. What do you do for a living? Like, is this something that you probably could have afforded on your own?
No.
So what do you do?
I work at Nordstrom.
Okay.
As a high up executive?
No. Like on the floor.
Got it. Okay. Well, then definitely money well spent.
Wow. Well, I'm sorry you didn't meet a rich husband. The good news is our demographic with ghosts is not great.
So she probably won't hear this.
But thank you very much for your dirty little secret. I will probably never inherit anything. So this is a problem that I don't think I'll ever be faced with, but it's interesting to hear the problems of people who do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.